Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. North American Moving Services has just released its 2017 update on people who moved from one state to another. Its data is derived from their own customer base in moving families. For the year, the company found 10 states where there were at least 400 more moves out of than into that state, and 10 other states where there were at least 400 more domestic immigrant versus emigrant families. The top five states with the highest percentage of people who moved out compared to in were Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, California, and Michigan. Other states losing residents were Maryland, Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington. The top five states with the strongest percentages moving in versus out were Arizona, Idaho, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Other states with net gains included Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Oregon, and Texas. State governments should pay attention to why people move between states. There were several clear patterns. People tended to move out of states that do not have right-to-work laws to move to states that do. The average top individual and corporate income tax rates in net inbound states is at least one-third lower than states that net lost population. In the most recent Forbes Best States for Business analysis, the average net inbound state ranked 17th, while net outbound states averaged 37th. In the Mercatus Center State Fiscal Rankings, the net inbound states ranked an average of 17 versus 43 for net outbound states. Among net inbound states, gross domestic product growth was 60% higher, the unemployment rate was 23% lower, and the employment growth was 125% higher than net outbound states. Obviously, government tax and regulation burdens are considered by people moving from one state to another. Some claim the general trend is for people to move from colder to warmer states, having nothing to do with the tax and regulatory environment. If true, why is California losing and Idaho gaining residents? The important question is whether the politicians and bureaucrats in Michigan will pay attention to this eye-opening information. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.